If I was to ask you that if you would like even 5% better sleep, would you say yes? I mean, you would have to. 5% better sleep
as a
is
mum,
better.
Yes.
Yeah, so, you know, all these things, although though I would say they improve your sleep more than probably 5%, I would say they're just all these little 1% things that you can do that will make a big difference in the long run.
Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
Welcome to The Breathing Edge podcast.
Yes, welcome back.
Today, we're going to talk about jet lag. And it's a question that we actually get a lot from a lot
specifically breathing. Yeah. Breathing for jet lag. A lot of people have asked us, well, you guys travel a lot. We travel to the States often, which is a long haul flight, quite long. And going
our two little girls.
Yeah. And we're going into a completely different time zone where things are flipped around. So the first thing that we learnt about managing our jet lag was, well, what's the science behind it? Well, jet lag is really just, it's called desynchronization of your circadian rhythm or your body clock. So what's happening is you're leaving with your body synced on one part of the planet, and then you're arriving somewhere else where you might have left when the sun was up or going down, and you arrive somewhere else where the sun is either coming up or going down, or it's at a completely different time of the day. So what we're really dealing with is really just getting yourself back in sync with the rising and setting of the sun.
Right. So it's really synced to where you're going. So we start, I mean, look, we do a trip to the States every single year with two little girls since the first one was 6 months old. So for us, I mean, we'll have to do a whole traveling with children. That's like a completely different podcast.
More podcasts.
And it will be very handy. So if you're just a traveling business person, or you travel a lot, or you're going to travel and jet lag really gets you, then listen up.
Even if it doesn't, I mean, the thing with jet lag or desynchronization in any form is that it affects everybody. and there's people that say, oh no, I'm a trooper. I land and I just sleep straight away and then I'm fine. And really you're not, because then what you're doing is you're spending your time playing catch up. Has anyone ever gone on holiday and they get to like the third or fourth day before they're about to come back and they finally go, I've only just unwound.
I feel good now. the party is now beginning and you're leaving to go home.
Or even worse, you fly in somewhere and then you decide to drive for another 10 hours to somewhere, or you decide to try and travel across that country into different time zones.
Yeah.
You know, how do we know this? Because we've done this.
Yeah, yes. So what we're going to do is I'll give you a few things and then we'll talk briefly about each one. This is what works for us. And for me being a mum, sleep and these sorts of things, like, it's really important to be able to manage my energy as a mum, because if I'm jet lagged and cranky, I am taking it out on him because I'm angry at him for whatever reason I go looking for.
Him. Himself. That's me.
You get it. and maybe I might be a bit moody and snappy. And what I get is that I pretty much set the tone for the whole trip, because I'm the mother. I don't know. I find that when I'm cranky, so does everyone else. So anyway, let's get into the nitty gritty of it. So,
and by the way, we will tie breathing into this.
Oh yeah. Yes.
It will get tied into
this. So yes, one, you sync to where you're going. Two, consider fasting or eat really, really lightly.
Now just on number one, one of the easiest ways to do that is to actually find out what the time is at the destination in which you're going, and set a clock or your watch to that. That's what we mean by sync to the time yes. where you're heading to.
Focus on where you are going.
Sorry, now number two.
So two, fast if you can. Eat really lightly or stick to liquids, juices, water. Water is important because you want water that's high quality, water that's kind of alive, that's going to nourish or nurture the body.
Now
which
dropping,
that's a different
now
podcast
dropping,
as well.
Yeah, now dropping of the pressure in the cabin is important here. It's not only going to affect your breathing, but it's going to affect the hydration of your skin as well. And I know Angie's an oil buff. She loves bringing the oils. And I was always like, oh, oils, but I love them. Because if you spray something like rose water or you spray something on the skin, it's going to hydrate the skin. So you're not going to feel like a bag of ash when you get to your destination.
And
right?
Also, it's really great to have essential oils with you when you've got stinky feet of somebody else next to
we
you.
We have had that. We have had that one time. Someone sticking their stinky
Oh, goodness gracious. So anyway, fasting if you can, hydrate, really super important. Essential oils are really great. It does, I mean, when you smell it, it does go past the brain-blood barrier and go directly into it lights up the system of the body.
And you're gonna hate that because, you know, when you're on a plane, you're bored. Like, I know, I get bored and I want to watch a movie and I want to eat the food and I want to do all these things. Well, guess what? As Angie just mentioned, eating the food is probably one of the worst things you can do. So the fasting, although we just glazed over that, it's huge importance.
Yeah.
If you arrive on an empty stomach, then your body has far more energy to reroute to, to getting your system in sync. So the other one that we mentioned there, watching movies. Now, light is a very big part of it. And for those of you who aren't watching the video, we have just put on our blue blocking glasses.
Sexy, totally.
They're very cool. And so, being able to limit the amount of blue light or daylight that you get will become important. Not only important on the plane, but it'll become important more when you land. Mm. And most of the stuff that we're describing here will be more important when you land. Not so much, what you do in flight is important, but when you land is also important.
Yeah.
But so, I know if you're like me and you like the movie Marathon,
if you want to feel better
about when you get to your destination, read a book. I mean, maybe limit yourself to one movie, but certainly don't binge on the whole series of, something on there. So.
Yes. And look, we put these blue blocking glasses on when we know the sun's going down to where we're going. So again, sync where you're going, find out the seasons, kind of understand when the sun's going down. When the sun's going down there, you pop these on until such time that the sun starts to rise.
And look, literally, we are going to do another podcast on sleep.
Yeah.
And we will talk about these blue blocking glasses. Yeah. But seriously, I was skeptical about them. Like, they look cool. You see Dave Asprey wearing them and everybody wearing them, but they seriously have affected the quality of sleep that we have.
Yeah. We've been trialing these for about 3 or 4 months.
Yes.
And we've noticed a difference as well.
Now, while we're on the subject of sleep, while we're on the plane.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You guys can't see.
Now we've got our little eye masks on.
Now we've got our eye masks on.
A good sleeping eye mask. Now on the long hauls, yes, they provide them, but I like using my own. One, this is like satin, this one. It's beautiful. It's comfortable. It's light. Like, I wear it when I sleep regularly.
And by the way, we're not selling any products on here. We're just telling you what we've got.
No, I'm just telling you what works.
the interesting thing is that, again, this is one thing that makes a massive difference. I didn't think so. I thought I'd be really uncomfortable wearing this thing. Mm. But if you get a really comfortable one like this that's made well, this, again, is just, think about it. Would you, if I was to ask you that if you would like even 5% better sleep, would you say yes? I mean, you would have to. 5% better sleep
as a
is
mom,
better.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all these things, although though I would say they improve your sleep more than probably 5%, I would say they're just all these little 1% things that you can do that will make a big difference in the long run.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. So if you do sleep, use those. And again, sync it to where you're going. The other thing that I highly suggest that I've noticed made a really big difference is immune boosters. When you're traveling, your body gets a bit of a shock. So we're constantly taking, there's lots of different products out there. Find a naturopath near you or go to a health food shop and ask them about some really good immune system boosters. I mean, they for me, like the echinaceas and the vitamin C's, these sorts of, the zinc.
Through the nose.
They made a very big difference.
You want the nose sprays? You can take the
colloidal silver nose sprays. Really good.
You can.
On the inside of the nose, yeah.
If spraying them in the nose helps, because when you're passing the air through the nose, as you're breathing through the nose in there, we all know that. I've never tested it. I don't know if anyone has ever tested it, but being stuck in a cabin with everybody for that long, there's bound to be some mixing of stuff in the air.
So we take precautions.
We're saying we don't purport that you get sick from planes, but all we're saying is boost your immune system before you travel, because it's just a good idea to do it anyway.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Especially we even get like the saline solution that you can put in there, even a little bit of like pawpaw or like Vaseline or whatever.
It actually doesn't take
that
long to make up a little kit that you can take with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's important when we get to the other side, to the other end, when you land? Now, we just spoke about the light. What is important is that we've already set our watch to where, so we know what time we're coming into. Now, if we're coming into somewhere where it's morning, a really good idea is to get straight out of the plane and look up into the sky. Get some light. Get some light into your body. Make sure that what we like to do, if it's available, if you can exercise, great. If you're traveling on your own, it's amazing. You will just allow your metabolism to upregulate, and then that will start to regulate the rest of your body. So you upregulate the metabolism. I love to go down the beach. If you're landing somewhere where you're near the beach, go down, take your shoes off, and walk in the sand.
Yeah, or just go outside.
Just go outside and get into nature.
Even out on grass, in the forest, wherever you're going. There's an outside.
And what we do is we time ourselves. So, for example, if we land in the morning, we time ourselves to still stay awake for as long as we can until we feel the natural dip to want to have a rest or a sleep. So if it's afternoon, a nap is advisable, not a full sleep. And then timing yourself to then having a full sleep at the end. We've found that this alone has probably added 2 days onto our trip, as far as 2 days that we probably would have spent trying to recover, trying to allow our body to naturally adjust to the time difference.
Now into the breathing of it, because I'm just going to share a little bit of juice. Last time we went to the United States, I had a profound experience. I did all these things that we just spoke about on the plane, and I was bored, and I've got children, and I didn't want to watch movies because there was nothing there that I thought was worth my time. Even though I'm sitting there, I'd rather like do something else than watch a movie that I feel like I'm different to Shane. I'm like, I would rather not watch a movie than watch a movie. Now, what I did was any time that I could remember or think about it or thought about it, or if I just if I felt exhausted or tired or wanted something, I actually just breathed in a very rhythmic, consistent way for as long as I could. That was comfortable. So I actually laid back, and if I had a hard time sleeping because I was, I'm in a different sink, put on my blue glasses before I know it comes time to rest. And then I put my little mask on and I'd lay back. I would relax my whole body and I would breathe in rhythmically. And it was like usually about 4 or 5 seconds in, 4 or 5 seconds out, 4 or 5 seconds in and four. And I just did that for, I reckon it would have been total on a 12-hour flight, probably about 3 to 4 hours of it. I was just really inhaling and opening and expanding, and exhaling and relaxing the body. And that, I felt, oxygenated me when we got there. So when the whole family was kind of like crashing, when I say crashing, like you have a little bit of a nap if you need to, I laid down with them, and it was so funny. On this trip where we normally sleep for about 4 hours, 3 or 4 hours, I actually woke up after an hour, hour and a half, and I was like, I am ready to go. And I ended up going out with one of my girlfriends that night.
Well, we mentioned before that the cabin pressure drops, you get low oxygen in the cabin. Yes. So if you are replenishing yourself during the flight, you're not going to have a deficit when you reach the destination. One of the other really, really, really great things that worked, and it's so unpopular, is cold water or cold showers.
This was a game changer for me.
Consistent cold showers from the time you land helps with waking the brain up and waking the body up, so it helps you to start smooth it out. If you've got to last for a little bit longer before the evening comes, because you want to keep that, you want to maintain that regular rhythm. Cold showers and breathing.
They're
the two mainstays that will get you. So really, to recap on this, what it's about is it's about just re-syncing yourself to the time, to basically the time of the day, where the sun is in the day. It's about syncing yourself when you get to the other side. So it's not rocket science. It's not something that you have to do a lot, but we like to prep for it because what we find is we enjoy our holiday or our if we're there for work, we enjoy it from the moment we hit the ground.
Yeah. And if I could say, what's kind of like the most leveraged for me, my experience traveling every year to the States for the last 8 years would be, I'd say, or 9 years actually, I would say breathing, the constant inspiration, a constant oxygenation of the body for me was where most of my energy comes from. And I'm traveling with two small children. It was a game changer when I started incorporating just taking like short breaths all the time or long breaths or whatever I could to just breathe and get more oxygen.
Focusing on your breathing.
And the hydration. The hydration, so water and oxygen, massive for me.
Cold showers for
and
me.
Cold, yeah. I must say that when we started incorporating the cold, there's one trip that we did where we actually sought out places that had a cold pool because we were traveling at Christmas time in winter. And if it didn't have a cold pool, we would put a cold bath on and sit in that first thing in the morning. And that was a game changer for us. So we didn't wake up exhausted. We woke up our system with oxygen, cold water, and hydration, and we're like ready to go. And so, anything else that you can think of?
It's not in the words, it's in the practice.
That's right. Go and have a play. See how you go. Let us know.
Thank you for joining us on the Breathing Edge podcast with Shane and Angelina. For show notes and other resources, please visit us at breathingedgepodcast.com. If you have any questions or a subject you'd like us to cover on the podcast, or any recommendations for a guest interview, please contact us at info@breatheme.com. The Breathing Edge podcast is brought to you by Experts On Air Podcast Network.
Disclaimer: the only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast, is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.